Good afternoon. Obviously, it's always an exciting day when we get to a point where we can announce our major league staff. So I thank all of you for your patience in that. Obviously, some of the decisions we made by adding our a new hitting coach was something that we felt after the season we had was something we had to do. Candidate pool there was pretty large breadth. Talked to a lot of different people, but ended up settling on Brant Brown, and really like the way he thinks about hitting, his philosophy, how he approaches it, and certainly think he'll be a valuable asset to our organization moving forward. And then also adding John Jay. Obviously, it was a hire that came highly recommended. Obviously, we've known him as a player. Relationships go back a long time, and we think he'll fit in great with our staff. And then, taking somebody like Willie McGhee and having him work as a special advisor, I think the pace of that will fit him well, and certainly love the fact that we can still have that connection to the organization. And then, flipping the script a little bit now to the front office. You think back to our press conference 3 weeks ago. We talked about, changes are happening, things will happen, and adding Rob Serfolio is one of those first moves. Bringing in somebody that has experience from Cleveland, which I think is exciting to be able to tap into, but I also think he's really well-rounded. That too was a rather large candidate pool as well. But just thinking of his leadership, his communication skills, and his ability to, I think, bring people together is something that we found very, very attractive. And I would also note that he will be the one that runs the process to hire the new farm director, as well as the director of performance. One of the goals here is to definitely make sure that those two departments are not just running parallel, but are really collaborating together moving forward. So we also did do a slight restructure of our baseball development group. Matt Baer will now be overseeing that group, as well as Kevin Seitz was promoted to senior director of analytics. We also promoted DC McClain to manager of video and tech, and elevated Brady Hall to oversee the minor league version of that for us as well. Basically, video and tech will report to our baseball development group and bring a little bit more synergy to all these working parts moving forward. So that's a lot, I know, but still, there are other things that will still be happening. This will be a very busy offseason as we begin this restructure, and but clearly, we feel like we got off to a good start. So, do you want me to be the one that calls on people to know?
I'll
Be
take
happy
care of
to.
it.
You will? Okay, excellent.
All right. Thank you, Mo. We'll start out with Lynn Worthy, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Mo. I wanted to check as far as the with the coaching staff, other additions that may be made. Do you have particular positions like that you are adding? I wondered, like recent years, I know teams have added like a minor or a field coordinator at the major league staff. I didn't know if that was something you might be looking to do. And is John Jay's title as coach, is there a particular responsibility that goes along with that? I know he'd been an outfield coach, first base coach in the past.
Yeah, so he'll be responsible for obviously outfield defense, but there'll be other aspects that he gets exposure to as well. One of the things that he found attractive to this job was not being stuck in a single lane. So he'll have exposure to a lot of different elements of the game. In terms of what's next, if when you think about additions, I could envision us adding someone that we have a current position opened, which would be like an embedded analyst for the major league staff. As far as additional uniform personnel, I don't envision anything at this time, but I will have a face-to-face meeting with all the coaches beginning tomorrow and have a better feel for what those needs might look like.
And on the front office side, you mentioned not having those two departments run parallel and more collaborative. Do you feel like that is something that you guys have had in the past and got away from, or is this sort of a new structure in general that you guys are putting in place?
I think ultimately, it never got to the point where we felt like it was at running like at 100% in terms of collaboration. So ultimately, rechanging, creating a structure that will almost mandate that, I think will be very helpful.
John Denton, MLB.com.
Hey Mo, thanks for doing this. Just wanted to know what you've learned about Brent Brown's personality. I've heard that he's a very intense, very demanding type coach. What have you learned about his personality so far?
I definitely think he brings a lot of energy. There's no doubt about it. That showed up in his interviews. But I feel like the way he thinks about hitting and how he approaches it is going to be a change from where we've been. And I think, keeping with the change model, I think that's healthy for us. And so I do feel like how he goes about it from a strategic standpoint, I think will help our younger hitting coaches. And so I think he'll be a good mentor for them, but I also think he'll be a new voice for our hitters, and I think that's important.
You said a change. How so? If you could elaborate just a little bit, and also, did Skip Schumacher give a good recommendation for him? I've heard they're really good friends.
He did. When I say change, I think about where we once were with Jeff Albert, and then the shift we made with Turner Ward. I think this is someone that's a little bit more in between. So hopefully that balance of messaging will be something that we benefit from.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Hey, Mo, you mentioned having an opening for an embedded analyst on the staff right now. Is that the result of DC being promoted? And is that where that opening comes from?
Not really. It's really more of somebody that has, more of a direct line to baseball dev than the dotted line approach. And therefore, uh-oh, one's live. But ultimately, this person would be a resource for the uniform staff.
Just to clarify things, so other than Turner, and I guess other than Turner, is everyone returning, or and Willie, is everyone returning from the coaching?
Yes, everybody else is returning. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Mo, I was wondering what was so attractive about Rob Serfolio in this position. He's young, but he's had great success with Cleveland's farm system. What were the traits that you felt he would bring to this role?
So I think the key thing here is somebody that knows how to work with people.
Two. FYI, I did not raise me.
That sounded like Martin Kilcoyne. You can mute your phone. So what was attractive about Rob to us? It's really like his ability to connect with the different levels of responsibility that he's going to have. It takes a unique skill set to understand the different elements of what it's like to build a playing curriculum, but also a performance curriculum. And he understands both of these disciplines, and his ability to communicate and lead, I think, is very important.
And then what was the importance of having two different roles in a farm director and then a director of development?
Well, so we had both in the past, but they were almost like siloed in their departments. And what we really want this to do is become almost like one. And so it's a much more collaborative strategy than, two departments running parallel paths, but not really optimizing what both parties bring to the table.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian Walton, Cardinal Nation.
Mo, you mentioned that the Browns' focus is going to be his approach is somewhere going to be between where Jeff Albert was and where Turner Ward was. How does that relate to the changes going on in hitting instruction and player development? Or will Brown be primarily focused on the major league hitters?
He'll be primarily focused on the major league hitters. I do feel like where we are at the minor league side, I think Russ Steinhorn and his team have done an amazing job, and feel pretty confident of where we are from a hitting side. That's not to say over the course of the next couple of years you might see some changes there, but ultimately our confidence is pretty high with what we're seeing at the minor league level.
Eric Gold, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Mo, to follow up maybe a little bit on that. Brent had a bit of a new role for the Mariners last year, something of an offensive coordinator, which touched on almost like some mental skills, but also it seemed like there were some in-game analytics that he was in charge of as well, or adjustment. Anyway, he also then took the brunt of their offensive struggles and was a move that they made in season. Looking at his resume, he obviously has the Dodgers background, Marlins background. I wondered just if you could walk us through squaring that, you know, a guy who did kind of take the heat of one team's offensive struggles less than 12 months ago, but also has the resume that he brings to you.
Yeah, clearly a short runway for him there, right? But yeah. Not being on the inside, it'd be hard for me to have an opinion on exactly what happened. But I do think when you look at the success he had with the Marlins, the success he had with the Dodgers, perhaps getting back to a more defined and simplified role as a hitting coach might work best. But I do know when he had that different title and responsibilities, maybe that took away from a little bit of what he was best at.
You mentioned that with Jeff's question, that the coaching staff, other than the other two, will return. Will they all return in the similar roles, or will you also have some adjustment of responsibilities within the major league staff?
Right now, most of their roles, if not all of them, will be the same as they had last year.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Back to you, Linworthy.
Hey, Mo, with the new hitting coach, how much of what you were looking for was aimed at particularly connecting with some of the young players? I mean, obviously you guys have talked about making the young players the focus for the near future and going forward. How much of that went into your decision as far as what you were looking for in a hitting coach?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts on that. One is that was very important. Someone that can relate to younger players and speak their language. Number two, we also wanted somebody that had a larger breadth, if you will, in what they teach or how they teach. In other words, some players want as much information as possible and they're trying to digest that and it works for them. Other players want a very simplistic, simple strategy to take to the plate and in their game. And so I wanted, really, we're looking for a hitting coach that could do both and also do something in the middle if necessary. So the way he goes about his curriculum building can be very complicated or it can be very simplistic depending on what his hitter's looking for.
Jeff Jones.
Hey, Mo, unrelated to today's news, I was hoping you would possibly be able to run down some of the medical updates on guys that finished the end of the year in the IL, Gray, Romero, whether there'd been any surgeries that had happened, any that are scheduled, anything like that.
Currently, no concerns with Sonny Gray. My understanding is he'll start his throwing program sometime in early November. Next, you said Romero.
Yes, sir.
Back home, having a quiet offseason at this time, working with a physical therapist 3 times a week, but feeling good, and will begin his offseason training the last week of October. But right now, all things look encouraging for him.
And then nothing otherwise in terms of procedures for guys or anything needed to get cleaned up at the end of the year?
Mason Wynn had that assist removed from his hand. I actually ran into him when I was in Jupiter last week. He was getting the stitches removed then, but seems like that's all going well. But nothing else that I am aware of at this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Daniel Guerrero, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Mo, just when it comes to the on the coaching side at the minor league levels, were there any changes on that side or any changes expected?
Yes and yes. Working through all of that right now, we do want to allow the new farm director to have, you know, the fingerprints on that as well. So I would imagine by the time we get out of the GM meetings or maybe that second week of November, we'll have a better feel for what our actual staffing looks like.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian Walton.
Mo, you mentioned previously about getting younger, and I think that was assumed to be a comment about the team, the Major League roster, but also, you know, certainly you look at the hiring of Rob Cifolio, a very young man, relatively speaking. Is that something that we're going to see in some more of these other positions that may get hired? where you're taking someone and giving them an opportunity for a promotion, maybe who had a lower level of responsibility prior?
Well, someone in his background, obviously, was a farm director. So now he's getting an opportunity to be an AGM and have two department heads report to him. So in terms of like the scope of what some of these individuals will look like, it really just depends on their qualifications. But I mean, you guys know this is my final year. So what happens in terms of what the front office ends up looking like in the next 12 to 24 months, I imagine there's going to be some changes. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's just because of having a younger slant to it.
Frank Cusimano, KSTK.
Mo, can you explain the whole dynamic with Willie McGee and why the transition to the front office?
Really, it's just to allow him more control of his own time. You know, Willie is a special person. Obviously, his connection to the Cardinals is something that's legendary and something we all respect. And I think that the travel, the demands of the day-to-day job, it's tough. And this will give him a lot more flexibility moving forward.
Thank you.
Back to you, Derek.
Mo, a couple quick things. Can you detail any of the things that Willie will be doing that you have in mind? Spring training, major league, moving around the minors?
He's going to have a lot of flexibility in what he does or doesn't do. But ultimately, I would imagine he's going to ping a few of our minor league cities from time to time and work with some of our prospects.
And I imagine that the staffing has dominated a lot of your time with those interviews. Have you had any conversation with some of the players following the press conference where you guys did discuss kind of a reset and sort of, I believe that was the word, and a direction that maybe some of them came to the Cardinals not expecting?
My overall answer here is that I have had some conversations with some of our players, nothing newsworthy at this time. And, you know, ultimately I still have a few more to make. And I plan to do that over the course of the next week or so.
And then lastly, the way you kind of presented it to when Daniel's question is the farm director and performance role, those searches already kind of underway? Are they kind of working in tandem? You could move that.
Well, with Rob just getting on board yesterday, really we'll begin that in earnest starting now. And, you know, between him, Haim, and myself, we'll try to create some short lists pretty quick. But ultimately, hopefully by sometime next week, we're diving into that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Brendan Schaefer, KMOV.
Mo, as it pertains to Rob Serfulio and his tenure and experience in Cleveland, what impressed your group about the way that team has gone about player development in recent years?
Well, you know, obviously Rob's an impressive guy, but it's an impressive organization. I mean, what they're able to do with the dollars that they spend from a payroll standpoint and to really maximize development, drafting and development is something that we've always admired. So when you're looking at to try to bring in new leadership, you're certainly trying to identify people from successful organizations.
Back to you, John Denton.
Well, I understand that specifics are still probably very murky, but as far as payroll, have you been told, you know, the number of salary you need to shed or players you'll be able to retain? Have you gotten any sort of ballpark on that? I know specifics are not available, but have you gotten a better understanding of that?
I think I have an understanding, but we are still working through some things because there's still some uncertainty on what some of our revenue flows may look like. So, you know, hopefully as we get into the offseason officially after the World Series, we'll have a little more clarity on that. But, you know, ultimately the direction we're going is it's going to be creating a lot of opportunity for some of our younger players.